But you drink it without cream?
Yeah, I drink it with, but like when my I gotta have my cream with it.
Oh, you have yours with cream?
Huh?
You have yours with cream?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And sugar?
Lord,
well,
yeah.
Some people now, a lot of people just like theirs. What?
Well, not bitter, you know, just put a little bit of sugar in a cup, like here. First, if you drink coffee in a restaurant or anywhere, they slide you the pitcher of cream and a little bowl of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You sweeten it like you want to, so.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Black coffee?
Yeah.
What do they call black coffee here?
Well, black coffee, to me, is just before you put the... you don't put no cream in it, you see. That's really black coffee.
You like it straight? Is that what they say? I'll take my coffee, what, straight?
Yeah. No, most probably, I'll take my coffee black. That means you don't want no cream.
I see. What kind of coffee do y'all drink?
Community coffee, they call it. It's advertised a whole lot here.
Yeah.
It's roasted all in Baton Rouge. That's the old company. He started back with one wagon, peddling to Baton Rouge, is his story. A little wagon, you know.
Uh-huh. Did you travel much when you were young? Did you go to Baton Rouge or?
No, man. The only time a fella would get out of the house is the stove would blow up.
Really?
Yeah. He didn't go nowhere. The only time you would get out of the house was if the stove would blow up.
Because
you, yeah. Didn't have no way to go nowhere.
Yeah. Well, how did your father get his supplies for the...
Mostly, well, all of it was on the train, you see.
I see.
Come from Attica, New Orleans, he would order. Alexander, which I told you about 25 miles, he would order from Alexander, from the warehouse, wholesale houses in Attica, or Baton Rouge in New Orleans.
I see.
That old... We call that a local train, would run up and down to here twice a day. But sometimes it was supposed to go up in the evening, maybe at late in the evening, let's say 4 or 5 o'clock, it would be midnight before it would come up. Daddy used to come in the bed and shake me up. Come on, son, let's go. The train stopped there. He would unload, I don't know how much stuff there on the platform, not just one, they had a platform, it was a stop there. You had to take that industrial building. It was young boy. Big old sacks weighed 160 pounds to feed the mules, and then he would sell them most to the farmers. He sent big bags, corn, big barrels of flour, big barrels of sugar, big barrels of lard.
Lard came in a barrel?
In a barrel.
Bacon powder.
He used to buy, I want to show you something. Salesmen used to come by, you see.
Yes.
Traveling salesmen. And he used to buy his tobacco from the factory. They call that a drop shipment. He would buy a big lot of tobacco and it would give him free goods, you know. For instance, if he buy so much, it would give him so much free goods.
What'd they call that?
Free goods was, for instance, he bought Prince Albert tobacco. You know what Prince Albert, you've seen some of the thing, eh?
Yeah.
For instance, you had to buy quite a bit. If you buy enough of that, they would give you, let's say you buy 10 carton, a carton generally was about 24 cans of Prince Albert at that time. For instance, you bought 10, of them carton, they would give you a carton of Prince Albert free, you see.
Give you a lanyard?
Yeah. You heard of that lanyard?
Yeah, well, that lanyard, that's a gift, right?
Yeah, it's just a gift, yeah.
Yeah. Somebody told me about that.
Well, they're talking planet and South Louisiana. It used to be you could hear, but I don't know, all of that's going away. You could hear it say, I want lanyard, you see. They'd go to a store, give me lanyard. They would ask for lanyard for a little handout, you see. Extra for you, say you brought quite a bit at the store.
Yeah.
They wouldn't know seal that time. Now they get to seal, that's what they, but some people, I ran a store 20, they would ask you for lying out. You got anything for lying out?
Yeah.
There's a whole
lot of lying
out now.
Yeah.
Hmm. Get out of here.